Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we got a lot to talk about today. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Just, we got some quick breaking news for you all. Earlier today, we heard that Southwest Airlines had canceled like 1,700 flights. And in fact, I'm looking right now, 42% of their fleet had been canceled. We are told that the FAA has lifted that. And, ooh, my lisp is coming in. Can you guys hear that? Uh-oh. Oh, no, the lisp is back. Ah. Anyway, Southwest Airlines is reporting that the flights are not grounded anymore. It is going to take a little while, but the FAA has lifted it. There was a nationwide stop that made a lot of us nervous because I have a wedding to go to in a few days, so I need my Southwest Airlines. And I'm in the West, so when you're in the West, you use Southwest. Southwest has the cheapest flights. You can pick your own seats as long as you get the boarding pass early, and a lot of them are direct, and so I fly Southwest a lot. But we know they've been having a lot of drama. So about 9:45 a.m. local time, they had to do a nationwide stop for the first hour and a half. I guess captains had to tell customers who were pretty ticked, and then it was blamed on quote-unquote intermittent technology issues. By 11:10 a.m. local time, the FAA lifted the pause, saying Southwest had experienced a technical issue with one of its systems and that the service would immediately resume. Now, we don't know why. We don't know if it was a hack. We don't know if it was, again, that same computer glitch that screwed things up during Christmas travel. But this is something that's a little frustrating because I personally think we have enough stress going on. I think we got a lot of stuff going on. And when you add travel turmoil to it, you make us a little vulnerable. And it's not that I'm worried that people are ticked or that people are frustrated or that people won't be able to get their medications and all that. We deal with that during Christmas time. My problem is every time I hear something like this, it reminds me of how vulnerable we are. And if this really was something that was just a technical glitch, although, you know, in the media, we don't really believe those things. Like when somebody says they had to go to the hospital for exhaustion, and I mean, I've been exhausted. I just go home and go to bed. When somebody's got to go to the hospital, that means something serious went down. Okay, you know, you could be exhausted, but there's exhaustion is a symptom of something bigger. So when I hear technical glitch, I hear, by the way, glitch is a Yiddish word. This Yiddish, which is an old Jewish Hebrew sort of dialect, glitch came from that. So it's interesting people say that. You know, people say bagels, lox, all that. But the glitch is a Yiddish term. So just have to throw that out there for those of you who are like, I don't know Yiddish. Yeah, you do. If you say the word glitch, yeah, that's a Yiddish word. But anyway, my concern with anything like this is, especially with Southwest, and I'm a big fan of Southwest. I'm using Southwest in a couple days. I will continue to use Southwest. But whatever issues they're having with their computers is laying bare. We have some vulnerabilities. And at the drop of a gigawatt, if I'm using the metaphor correctly, our system can be down. Our planes could be downed. And so I'm not sure if we were hacked. I'm not sure what the situation was. I'm sure they're not going to go into a lot of detail until later. They just want to get everybody back up in the air, and it is going to take some time. Some of the flights are starting to get back on time, but many are still delayed. But I just wanted to let you know they are back, so we'll see what happens. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we had an incident in Chicago where we spoke about this. It was called a teen takeover. And over the weekend, you saw storms of teenagers just in Chicago just taking over certain blocks, and you could hear people screaming, you could see mayhem, and we're not exactly sure what started this. And there was, as more, you know, we're looking at some of this chaos, we're seeing some of these teenagers, we're seeing local city officials saying, where are the parents, where are the parents? And then there were brawls, there were gunshots. I think two boys, a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old, were shot, and cars were vandalized. And this happened on Saturday. 15 people have been arrested, including 9 adults and 6 children. And police were unable to control the damage. And the apparently there was at least 1,000 people. And this happened in downtown Chicago, the majority of them teenagers. Now, we're still getting more information on that. But as a parent, and who had two teenagers who are now adult children, okay, I mean, I would have, okay, then, I would have gone down there, and I would have grabbed them by the ears, and I would have gotten their tissues back inside. I'm not exactly sure what happened. And you know, look, I was a kid once, you know, and I go to the tailgates, go to the parties, but this is not what teenagers are supposed to do. They're not supposed to be torching cars. I'm looking at a car right now that was completely destroyed. We're not supposed to be destroying buildings. And I get people are mad. People have outrage about a lot of things. But they're taking it out in illegal forms. And there's better ways to do this. And I'm not sure. Or was it just, hey, you know what, this is fun. And I get it. You know, some people just really feel like, tearing stuff up or throwing stuff, and I get it. You know, I get a temper every now and then, and, you know, it would really, really be nice to throw, you know, some of the stuff in the studio around, you know, because I got the soft walls because I don't want to hurt the walls, you know, so it'd be really, really nice, you know, to, but honestly, you know what really makes me feel good? Taking a racquetball and a racket and just smacking it in the court. I love racquetball, and I think it's because you could hit that ball hard. And so I get a lot of us kind of feel that need to just, you know, exude our strength and see how far we can go and be with the crowd. Unfortunately, with something like this, it's going to get you arrested. It could get you killed. Shots were fired. It's youths need to learn that is not the place to go. That is not how you spend a Saturday night. And, you know, you get a criminal record, you can't work later. So, you know, you can't get the job you want. Well, we'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I keep getting calls from people saying, I can't get my Adderall. I can't get my ADHD medication. What do I do? And many of them are adults. But we have a big problem with children and their ADHD medication use, which is something that I had brought up a while back. You know, we have a certain percentage of the population, I think 8% of older children, maybe 6.8% of younger children. I have some statistics, but it's definitely under 10% of kids who have true attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Yet we heard from the NIH that about 25% of kids in middle school and high school are abusing Adderall, which is an ADHD medication. Okay, what the hell is going on here? And they say the pandemic caused a surge in people needing those medications, including adults. And so we have gone to the pills a lot more liberally than we ever have. You know, there was a time, which I don't agree with, but there was a time in the past where people would hide the fact that they had to take a medication. When they took a medication, they were like, I really don't want to. And it was looked upon as a sign of weakness, which I disagree with. You know, you need a medication to live. You need a medication to live. It's not a sign of weakness. But society looked at it as such. So people kept that to themselves. They didn't brag about it. They used it as a last resort. Then things went the other way because we wanted to show, look, it's okay to have an issue. It's okay to have high cholesterol. It's okay to have high blood pressure. It's okay to have erectile dysfunction. It's okay to have anxiety and depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. It's okay. Nothing to be ashamed of. But we went the other way now where it's very heavily pharmaceutical friendly. And where, well, I take a pill for this, I take a pill for this, I take a pill to wake me up, I take a pill to sleep, I take a pill for my memory, I take a pill for my concentration, I take a pill for my pain, I take a pill for my hunger, I take a pill for my acid reflux, I take a pill for my allergies. And there are 20-some-year-olds on 20 different medications. And you're like, what the hell is going on? So it's no surprise that we are seeing middle school students and high school students taking medications if they see their parents take them. Now, why? What is the big deal with ADHD medications? Well, many of them are stimulants. And how they prevent dopamine resorption and allow your dopamine to stay active and also get your adrenaline going is many of them are a form of speed, not all of them. And it decreases your appetite. So some people are using them to lose weight, which they shouldn't. And it helps your ability to focus and concentrate. Now, many people would say, Dr. Dahlia, I got ADD. And I'm like, why? They go, well, I took my friend's medication and it worked. It's going to work on most anybody. It's, you take anything or, you know, get your caffeine in the morning. It does help you focus. It gets rid of your fatigue temporarily. So just because the medicine works doesn't mean that's your diagnosis. Now, with some other medications, yes, a medicine working could imply that was your diagnosis, but not when it comes to ADHD medication. So people will take their friends, or they'll get it online, they'll say it worked for me, that's my issue. Well, things seemed to be temporarily fine and dandy until there was a shortage. When the Adderall shortage hit, you had many individuals not being able to afford the $400 a month non-generic Adderall, and many of the other ADHD medications were in short supply. Why? Well, because people are getting them. They're getting them online. They're getting them. All of a sudden, we have this pandemic of ADHD. Now, in people's defense, I do think COVID screwed with a lot of people's brains. And for those of you who say your memory is off, your concentration is off, and you've noticed it since COVID, you ain't lying. And I would not be surprised if COVID caused many of us to have attention deficit. The problem is you cannot rely, the average person cannot rely on a medication for life. There's going to be a point where you're going to go off of it. Now, I do support ADHD treatment, and if kids need it, and they qualify with all the diagnostic criteria, which we've reviewed before and we'll review again, absolutely, that child needs help. Sometimes ADHD is a part of autism. Sometimes ADHD is a part of Asperger's. Sometimes ADHD could be a part of another condition, you know, or it could just be ADHD. And if that child is struggling and those medications help, I support it. But the one thing I always told parents who would bring their child in is I would say, look, you know, does your child, because we don't diagnose it if it's just at school. If your child can sit and watch a whole Lord of the Rings movie or that whole Mario Kart movie, they do have an attention span. So, you know, they might not pay attention in school, but if they pay attention with their videos and video games, and I get it. You know, the kids get the medication, they might do better in school. But the question I always told the parents or adults who are considering it is, okay, you're going to start the medicine. When are you going to go off of it? Oh, I don't have to worry about that now. Actually, you do. Because if you're taking the medication to get through middle school, and then you're taking the medication to get through high school, well, then you have college. And then if you're going to medical school or law school,
Well, then, are you going to stop then? No, because you're going to feel like you need to take it then. Then you're going to want to pass your boards. You're going to want to pass the bar. And then you're going to want to stay awake at a job when you're working 12-plus hour shifts. So at some point, when are you going to not require it? And I've had many people say once they started, they couldn't stop. Not because they were addicted to it, but their demands rose. I never started that medication. I never, because I knew there was always going to be a reason for me to need it. And remember, I don't so much have attention deficit. I'm a little hyper. And I kind of like being hyper. Hyper gets me up in the morning. Hyper gets, I get stuff done. I like being hyper. So I'm not going to want to mess with that. But for those people that have trouble concentrating, hate their job, can't get through their job tasks, start a bunch of tasks, can't finish it, those medications might help. But what happens if you can't get them? And one of the reasons why you might not be able to get them is because they're being abused by kids. So this was a frightening statistic. The NIH says 1 in 4 teens in some schools are abusing Adderall. Abusing means taking it when they don't need it. And people are getting legal prescriptions. They say the majority of the children were found in the northeast region of the U.S. They said there was great variation across the country. A quarter of children in some schools were abusing the drugs. More than 100 schools reported no abuse of the drugs whatsoever. Now, that's getting data from the school. If the school doesn't know and they're not, you know, I mean, you could have children on it. Are they abusing it or are they on it for real? So they say use of Adderall soared during the pandemic. Many regulations of drug prescriptions were lifted. Online telehealth were able to give it out. And now we have, they say 1 in 10 teenage boys were prescribed the drug. So my issue is, again, if somebody has real ADHD, we treat them. But we're having a lack of attention and lack of memory issue because we're not working on our attention and our memory. When somebody gives me their phone number, I don't need to memorize the phone number anymore. I'm like, you know what, just put it in my phone. I'm not even using my brain for that. You know, I'm watching movies instead of reading books. When I look something up, am I going to the library saying I better remember this because I don't want to go back to the library? No, I'm like, I could just go back to Google. So we're already not using parts of our brain. I wouldn't be surprised if those statistics of less than 10%, in fact, let me see if I have the exact statistics of kids with ADHD. They say 8.8% have ADHD between 4 and 17 years old, 6.8% of children 4 to 10 years old, and 11.4% in those 11 to 14. So those are with a current diagnosis of ADHD. Now, that can mean we have people underdiagnosed, not diagnosed, or we could have people who are overdiagnosed. But right now, that number, that percentage is going to go up. And I think it's because people are going to say, look, I can't concentrate. And it's not just at school, it's at home. I can't listen to the wife. I don't understand what the kids are telling me. I just can't pay attention anymore. Well, if you're not trying. And there will be a day when we can't get these medications. We go to war with China, and we're getting many of our medications for China. Then what do we do? So I would suggest, if you are having struggles getting that medication, be in contact with your medical provider, because they'll be able to tell you when some supplies are come in and what options are out there. But I really think we need to work on how to get people to concentrate more, how to get people to be more attentive. And it really does take work. If you don't use your mind, you lose it. You know, when I see what the medical students go through and I see what my students are reading and studying, it looks Greek to me. Yet I aced those tests just 25 years ago. Why is it looking Greek to me? Because I'm not using that part of my brain anymore. Maybe we all need to keep going to school, taking classes, memorizing things. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. It's going to be a scheduling challenge the rest of today for Southwest Airlines. It asked the FAA for a ground stop order to halt every Southwest departure. That lasted for about an hour. Southwest will only say it's a technical issue. The Kansas City teen who was shot by a homeowner through the front door had to go to three other houses before getting help. This according to the lawyer for 16-year-old Ralph Yarl in Kansas City. Police have charged the 85-year-old homeowner. A 65-year-old man in Hebron, New York, is being held without bail for shooting at a car that pulled into his driveway. One of the shots hit and killed a 20-year-old woman on Saturday. Thanks to the 15th being on the weekend, today is deadline day for filing your federal income tax return. But if you or your accountant needs more time, you can file for an extension and then have until mid-October. One accountant says, don't worry about it. A lot of people do it. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I would really like to know where these misinformation police are, the ones who tried to shut us up when we said, could this have come from a lab? You know, is China lying about the bat soup and the fish market? And those misinformation police and what Facebook did and Twitter did and all that to shut us up, I'd like to hear maybe an apology from them.
even though we aren't with 100% definitive proof, it looks more and more like we were right. This was leaked. Whether it was tinkered with or not, whether it was an unintentional oopsie or not, when I said I thought that this got leaked about August of 2019, based on my seeing people in America with flu symptoms and are testing negative for flu, everyone's like, oh, that's conspiracy, you're spreading conspiracies, and I'm like, no, I'm not, I'm just saying, you know, that's kind of the process. I'm just giving you my medical opinion. I have a feeling that this started the late summer of 2019. Then the Trump administration said they think that's when the leak happened, and now we have a report from the Senate saying, or from senators, saying that they think there were two lab leaks from that lab. This is the first time somebody has suggested two. I'm not surprised because, remember, the first COVID or the first SARS outbreak in 2002 was deemed a leak, according to the Singapore Health Ministry. And then in 2004, a few people died from SARS, which was an apparent leak as well. So when I heard that COVID happened, I'm like, well, that's number three. Third time's a charm. This is another leak. But nobody believed me, and the misinformation police was like, oh, we need to stop misinformation. I agree we need to stop misinformation, but not from the people who are telling the truth. Right? Who's deciding what's misinformation? So this is a 300-page report from the Senate Health Committee. It was released by panel member Senator Roger Marshall last night, and it highlights a bunch of failures at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China and notes that there are no known naturally occurring incidences of COVID-19. Marshall is a doctor. He is a GOP member of the Primary Health and Retirement Security Subcommittee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions panel. And he said the report says the theory claiming that COVID jumped from animals to humans can no longer hold the presumption of accuracy. Now, mind you, did the virus come from an animal? Originally, I wouldn't be surprised. We do have proof that SARS was in bats. But what about this COVID-19? What happened with this one? So the senators said that from the beginning, there was strong evidence pointing to the Wuhan lab as the origin of COVID, but it was called a conspiracy theory because the wrong people believed it. Now, this is according to Senator Mike Braun, a member of the HELP panel. He added, now it's almost a month since President Biden signed the unanimous bipartisan bill from Senator Josh Hawley and me to declassify all U.S. COVID intel related to the Wuhan lab. They still haven't seen a word of it. So the authors of the report said the evidence is circumstantial, and it has been hampered by a lack of cooperation from China. They do remain confident that the virus escaped from the lab, but they think it could have escaped a couple times. All right. They also have found that China began development of the COVID vaccines in November 2019, 1 month before China declared that COVID existed. Now, remember I told you I thought that we came up with the vaccine pretty quickly. Moderna, I think, within 19 days. And good for them. Proud of them. We're able to come up with the vaccine. Is it because we already knew? Is it because we were preparing because of the first SARS back in 2002? Is it because we had the data the whole time so we could give it to the pharmaceutical company saying, hey, guys, we've been working with Wuhan lab. This is the virus we've been working on. Looks like they had a problem. Here, make a vaccine. But we were able to develop a vaccine within weeks, pretty quickly. Now, it took a while to test, and then it took a while to get out there. But, I'm not surprised that there was the data. So I believe they think the two separate leaks happened, if I remember correctly, was the first leak they thought was July to August of 2019, which is what I had said, and then the next one they thought happened September to October. Now, unsure why it had to leak twice. But then again, if somebody has slipshod protocols, I said this early on, it's very unlikely that only one little baby virus particle was part of this bad protocol and bad leak. Were there other pathogens that leaked? That's what I'd like to know. Was COVID and its variants leaked? Were there variants within this COVID-19? I mean, I told you when I was in UNLV and I was doing research, there was somebody else's vials. They were all closed up. But I tripped and I fell into the freezer. Okay. I got big feet. And I fell. Now, luckily, everything was closed, so I didn't contaminate but they all got mixed up. And so we all had to put all the little tiny things back in there. Actually, I think they told me to leave. They just said, just get out of here. Your klutz, get out of here. We'll fix it. So I fell onto a person's leg. So trust me, even in America, accidents can happen. But when an accident happens, is it one little tiny baby vial? You know, when somebody says this leaked, what leaked? Did one single vial fall in a pocket of somebody and then they took it home? Did somebody steal one vial or put it in a Barbasol container, right, so they could raise dinosaurs later and make a new Jurassic series? You know, what leaked? Was somebody smoking and they were smoking while they were working with the virus, and then they tried to hide their smoke and they blew it into the air conditioning vent and it went out? When you know, we've been talking about leaks, so what's the leak? What is the actual process of a leak? Did it attach to somebody's clothes? Did somebody knock it over and it got into their briefcase? And then they took it outside, and when they wiped their nose and mouth, they gave it, you know, what was the leak? Was it that somebody got infected in the lab, then went home and infected their partner? Now, we keep talking about leak. What exactly is the leak? We're going to hopefully find that out. But it is interesting that China started working on the vaccine prior to them even telling us there was a problem. So that to me means, and again, I don't want to work in conspiracies, but this is through the Senate report. That to me means that if they had to mobilize to make a vaccine, they were concerned about the numbers, which means they were seeing numbers and it was getting out of hand. When people say we need to make a vaccine, that's because the virus or the pathogen is getting out of hand, which means if it was getting out of hand by November, 90 days prior, at least 90 days prior, maybe even before that, there had to have been the problem. So this is something that I've been seeing. I'm not saying this to be right. What I want, and I don't want an apology, what I want is before people ask their legislatures to fire doctors and pull their licenses and go after individuals for misinformation, can we establish that a lot of the quote-unquote misinformation that we were accused of was actually the right information? So anybody saying the lab leak theory is a conspiracy and you're wrong, that person would be accused of misinformation. But I don't see that. I don't see them saying, look, those of you who said getting the vaccine would prevent you 100% from getting the virus or transmitting it to somebody, I don't see those people saying you were wrong, that was misinformation. The only thing we are still talking about is how they're saying people who said you could still get the virus despite vaccinated, even though I support the vaccine, they're saying that was misinformation. So the more we're proven right, can we just tell the misinformation police to either go back to school and learn what misinformation is before they go after people who were right the whole time? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some news on Ralph Yarl, the 16-year-old who was shot when he was picking up his twin brothers. I believe this was Saturday evening. He has been released from the hospital. After being shot in the head and arm, we are being told he is recovering at home. Thank God. And
hopefully will recover, and he has a good prognosis. This just it's a miracle he survived. Now this is horribly tragic. They have arrested an 85-year-old man named Andrew Lester, who is facing one count of armed assault and one count of armed criminal action for shooting Ralph Yarrell with a .32-caliber pistol. Oh, this happened 10 p.m. Thursday. I apologize. So he's from Kansas City, and apparently he shot through his front glass door as the teen was, I guess, ringing the doorbell and knocking on the door to pick up his brothers from a unfamiliar address to take them home. The boy was black. Andrew Lester is a white male, and they are investigating race-related crime with this as well. So Yarrell has been released from the hospital. He has a GoFundMe page that has raised over $2.8 million. You can find it, Ralph Yarrell. The family started it to, help pay for medical bills and, in the recovery. And it luckily has garnered a lot of attention. And, when you see something like this, you're like, okay, well, how do we prevent this? How do we prevent this? You know, Lester told police, the 85-year-old, that he had gone to bed. He heard his doorbell ring, so he picked up his gun and went to the door. He saw a black male pulling at the exterior door handle and shot twice through the glass door because he thought his house was being broken into. There's no indication that they spoke any words. No one else witnessed the shooting, and there's no home surveillance footage. Now, there has been a warrant for his arrest with a $200,000 bond. I thought that he was in custody, but they're saying he's not in custody. So this is something that any mom's a nightmare, picking up the kids and him getting shot and him going to the wrong house. I've gone to wrong houses. And one mistake I've made that I hope Ralph didn't do, but we need to ensure people know not to do this, is I grew up in neighborhoods where everybody's door was unlocked. And so, if you live in a community where I'll knock on the door, and if I know they're home or there's a party going on, I'll just enter. And I've done that, where I have entered a house because it's a party. I've gone to my husband's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, no one's answering the door. They can't hear. It's a party. And then I walk in, and my husband's pleasantly surprised. But he's like, but I've started to do that, where if I'm invited somewhere, I'll just test the door and go in. Now, if this is something that the younger generation has noticed they do, and this child thought that nobody was hearing him, and the party was going on, so he's like, well, I'm just going to go in to get my brothers. And then, God forbid, then very tragically get shot. I mean, if Lester's telling the truth, that, I don't think Ralph was trying to steal. I think he was trying to go in, if he was, find his brothers. And, you're told to find your brothers, bring them home. When you're tasked by your parents, you're going to do that, even if it means getting into the house to get the boys if they're on video games. People have video games. They have their earphones on. My worry is the average kid, when they're going to a party or they call them hangouts now, just walking inside. And my fear is if these kids go to another house and they walk in, someone's going to shoot them. This should have never happened. Me, when somebody was in my house, I said, get out. I spoke first. But you have a lot of individuals who say, we don't have time to speak. They're going to shoot. They saw the video footage of that convenience store clerk who was, I think he was in his 80s, and these guys walk in, so he just shoots at them. And maybe he told them to get out. I don't know. But they say that we have no witnesses, so we don't know if any words were said. And here's a man who claims, could be wrong, or he could be right, that somebody entered his house. So somebody entered his house, he shot. Now, they should be able to, forensics should be able to figure that out. They should be able to see if there were footprints. from Ralph in the house, or they should be able to see, well, you know, the shots were fired, but they weren't fired at the door. They were fired at the, you know, where were they angled at based on maybe the glass breaking? Because, again, I mean, Lester could be saying whatever he needs to say to get out of this. Everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But my only, you know, I want to prevent this from happening again. I don't want to see teenagers shot in the head twice. And Eddie got shot twice. He got, and I get, people might not just shoot once. They might shoot a couple times. They shoot to kill. But this was a kid. And this was a kid, and it was an accident. He wasn't supposed to be at that house. And you know, he was just picking up his twin brothers. So I think we need to, you know, get more information as to what happened. And even if Ralph didn't enter the house, I'm telling you right now, there are a lot of kids and adults that do that. You know, when I would have a party, no one's watching the door, and I can't leave the door open because the wind closes it or the animals get out. And so people will just enter. So, but what happens if it's not a typical party where you can't hear the music and you're there, nobody's hearing the doorbell because they have earphones on, headphones on? I mean, we need to train everybody, do not enter the house. For the love of God, don't do that. Because if you're at the wrong house, someone's going to shoot you. So armed assault and armed criminal action, we'll get more information. But this is horrible. This is something that shouldn't have ever happened. And I don't want to see anybody get shot just for picking up their brothers. And I get it. I mean, how many times have I tried to call to my kids and nobody's listening? Can you open the door? I'm out here. Can you open the door? If I don't have my keys, you know, I'm trying to call them. It's ridiculous. It's, and I'm not saying his twin brothers weren't listening, but there's, you know, because obviously they weren't at that wasn't the house. But, you know, so this is a boy who's supposed to be a gifted student, and thank God he survived this. But, you know, this is very, very tragic. And I want to prevent stuff like this happening in the future. But with home invasions and crime, I don't see, you know, anytime soon people, you know, stopping and checking ID. And, you know, many people are of that thinking, you're at my house. In fact, I think there was a recent shooting where somebody was on their yard. And somebody was on their lawn, on their yard, and depending on, and I forget where this was, but somebody shot at them, and I think they left. But we shouldn't be at this point, but this is where we are, where people feel that they have to protect the property, where they have to, you know, and maybe it's because the media, all we keep seeing are these videos, that mom who was taking her baby, walking her baby at night. She opened the gate to her house, went in, people followed her in, and then I'm not sure what they did to the mom and the baby. I think they got out alive, but people see that. So they're like, you know, you come on my property, I'm going to shoot you. But it's a kid. 1-8, should have never happened. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.